Proclamation number 7228 of 12th of December, 1958. The way under the cross. You humans must look towards the cross in order to walk the path on earth accordingly, in order to always be guided correctly by the one who shed his blood on the cross for your sins. Jesus Christ himself beckons to you from the cross, for only under his cross can the burden of sin be borne, even if he should have redeemed it for you through his death. Only under his cross can you be released from your burden of sin. Which means that you have to acknowledge the act of salvation and thus also the divine Redeemer himself, in whom God's love accomplished the act of mercy to die for people and redeem the original sin. No human being can become free from this guilt who does not want to know about Jesus Christ, who does not accept God's incarnation in Jesus, who therefore does not acknowledge Jesus Christ as God's Son and Redeemer of the world. The human being must know and believe that a human being allowed himself to be nailed to the cross for his fellow human beings out of immense love, and that in this human being Jesus embodied eternal love himself. That love therefore died for people, and this love was God himself. The eternal love. God himself. Descended to earth. Took abode in the human being Jesus, who was indwelled by a soul of light, and the human being Jesus then traveled an unspeakably bitter path of suffering which ended with his agonizing death on the cross. As long as you humans cannot explain God's incarnation to yourselves, you will not be able to believe in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. But you must also have love within yourselves in order to be able to believe such knowledge which corresponds to the truth. And living this love was the content of the teaching which the man Jesus preached on earth. His greater than great love wanted to suffer and die for you humans in order to redeem you. But you, too, had to profess his life of love. You should follow him. You should likewise make an effort to live a life of love in order to be able to partake of the act of salvation, because only through a life of love within you will the knowledge of the act of mercy become a living certainty that you will be redeemed. If you want this yourselves, then devote yourselves to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, thus taking the path under his cross. Faith in him will also drive you to him. You will recognize God himself in him and call upon him for mercy and forgiveness of your guilt. You will appeal to him for grace which he acquired for you through his death on the cross. You will know that you are no longer at the mercy of the enemy without salvation, but that one can and will set you free from him if you entrust yourselves to this one. But anyone who passes by the cross, who does not believe in him and does not establish an inner bond with him either, is still just as far from God as when he fell into the abyss, even if he has reached the degree of development as a human being. But only the free decision for Jesus Christ is the past test of will which he is to pass as a human being. And if he is no bond whatsoever with Jesus Christ, his original sin has not yet been taken from him, which pushed him far away from his God and Creator, who wants to be recognized and acknowledged as Father in Jesus Christ. He has not yet turned his gaze towards the cross. For him the cross is not a sign of return to God. He does not believe in the work of salvation, and the original sin still burdens him to such an extent that he is completely dark of spirit and cannot recognize anything because his will to do so is missing. But just like every other person, he has the opportunity to think about the human being who allowed himself to be crucified for the sake of his fellow human beings, for the knowledge of this is imparted to every person. But the human being must also take a stand on this knowledge himself. and his attitude now decides whether he will leave Earth redeemed or whether he will remain bound for eternities when he wants us to leave this Earth. But until his death he is time for his redemption, i.e., for the right attitude towards Jesus Christ and his work of redemption. And until death the cross will be visible to him, again and again it will enter his field of vision, again and again it will drive him inwardly towards the cross, if he does not defend himself and flees the cross. For he who died on the cross constantly entices people to come to him under his cross and unload the burden of sin there in order to be able to continue on their way as free and redeemed and finally enter the kingdom of light through the gate when the hour of death has come for them. Then the human being will arise to life, his soul will rise to life, it will not taste death, for it has been redeemed from sin and death. From pain and suffering, it has been freed from its guilt and now returns to its Father's house for eternity, for it has conquered death. Thus also the one who is once to blame for her fall into the depths. Amen.